gas atomic, spectromatic, inotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, noodle.
Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your ride's been stalling, you know.
Ask a spectator's form, not a spectator's form.
Adventure's calling, what's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in, because
the Nugaflugel Adventures. Welcome to the La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. So, what are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. A terrible thing has happened to the machine. It has come under heavy enemy fire and has crash-landed on the Normandy beach in France. Only a new FTL drive will save it. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer have been given a secret mission to find this FTL drive before it's too late. While on their mission, they literally bumped into the Villons and foiled their attempt to steal the Mona Lisa painting from the Louvre. Vivica and Valko are taken into custody by the museum security and are detained on the premises for further questioning. The painting is restored to its rightful place inside the museum. Schlumpfer is feeling particularly pleased with himself. Not only did he save everyone while they were under fire in the machine, but he was also able to save the world's most famous painting. While the museum security interview JP and Tandy, Schlumpfer decides to conduct his own investigation and interrogate the Villons on his own. This is not a wise idea, as the Villons are sly and crafty.
Oh, this is so sore. These ropes are too tight around my wrists. Please, Sammy, can you loosen the restraints just to ease my pain? If you do these little things for me, I'll tell you something important about the machines that no one else knows. Not even the professor knows.
No, you tell me first.
All right. There's a secret lever in the back corner of the machine behind the exercise bike. When the lever is pulled down, you'll be transported to a beautiful, safe place with all the chocolate croissants you can eat. This could be rather useful in an emergency situation.
And no one else knows about this lever?
No.
It will take us to a safe place?
Chocolate croissants.
I'll be able to save the day again. Cool. Let me loosen those ties. But just a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Sammy.
Schlumpfer leaves the room congratulating himself on the intel he's gained. However, the devious Villons manage to free themselves from their restraints. They hastily called the wicked Count Abrafo Fitz on their iFoot. He is fumingly furious that they no longer have the painting. He, however, helps them to escape, organizing a diversion by setting off the fire alarm. This opens all the security doors so that the visitors can leave the museum. The Villons blend in with the crowds and escape on a stolen scooter.
Merci! Thank you for saving the painting. This is not the first time it's been rescued.
Oh, Mademoiselle Rosé Pantera. I'm so pleased to meet you. Professor Sebastian Osabio sends his warmest regards, as well as that of Lisa Gherardini Giocondo.
Sebastian? You know Sebastian?
He sent us to you and said that you'd be able to give us an FTL drive?
Of course. I am indebted to him. Follow me down to the basement. Very few people ever get to see the basement. Most of the artwork are actually stored here.
That's right. The museum catalogue lists nearly 300,000 works, but only a fraction are on display.
Not now, JP.
They take a fascinating trip down to the museum's basement, where Mademoiselle Rosée Panthère gives them a brand new FTL drive. In gratitude for saving the Mona Lisa, she also hands them a small chrome capsule the size of a chicken egg but the weight of an avocado pear. She tells them it is a single application device and should only be used in an emergency of extreme proportion. The capsule must be broken in order to activate it. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer return to the beach in Normandy where the machine is waiting for them. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer are back on the beach in Normandy, France. Everyone is tired, scratchy and crabby with each other. Tandy is trying to repair the machine while the boys sit around and make comments.
Ooh, I have another did you know.
Not another
did
one.
Did you know?
I am sick and tired of all your did you knows.
But,
hey, I have a joke for you.
No jokes, no facts. I need to concentrate so I can fix this.
Somebody's under pressure.
You're like an annoying fly buzzing around me.
I'm hungry. I know what I can do.
Schlumpfer, are you insane? Lighting a fire inside the machine next to the main reactor? What are you thinking,
but I
man?
I was hungry. I was going to cook a little snack over the fire.
Put it out now. Put it out now.
No, but I'm hungry.
I've had enough of you anyway.
Dude,
we had
down.
The Velons and you let them
it
escape.
It was a mistake.
This was the second time they tricked you.
Oh, man.
When will you ever learn, Schlumpfer? Come on, man.
Why are you such a hater?
And Tandy, aren't you done yet? What if the Velons followed us, huh? We're sitting ducks over
Shut
here.
Shut it,
come
JP.
On.
You're so always so drunk. Full of suggestions, but you never help
yeah,
to fix
things. Yeah, but you're never fixing anything.
I'm busy
come
with
on.
The machine, and even Sammy is trying to make a snack. But you just stand there giving orders. I've had it with you.
Come
on.
Stop
fighting.
All this fighting.
No, Sammy's making
stop
a fire.
It, you two.
No,
you're not
stop
doing
it.
Anything.
No.
Come on, we're sitting ducks
enough.
Over here.
Enough. Enough. Ooh. What's that smell?
Samuel, you just knocked over my seafood treat. I was inspired by the ocean. It's fish fudge. I even managed to fit 4 little fishies in each block of fudge. See?
Oh, fish fudge.
Yes.
Stop messing around, Tandy. We still stand it. Out of my way. I'll get us moving.
Wait, JP,
move.
I haven't calibrated the FTL drive to the main reactor
That's
yet.
That's okay. I'll
Wait.
Do it.
No. Now you've done it, JP. It's too late. Hang on, everyone. I don't believe it. We're hovering over the water back in the middle of World War II. Well done, JP. Well done.
But
this is all
we're
your
gonna
fault.
Die. We're
no, it's not.
We're really going to die.
Oop, you broke my special golden picture frame on purpose. How could you? You keep messing up.
I'm sorry, man.
Grow up, man.
It was an accident. That's rich coming from you, JP. I'm trying to dodge the bullets, but the machine's responses are sluggish. I told you it wasn't calibrated yet, but no,
you
wouldn't listen.
You were doing nothing.
You always
know
best.
I tried to help. You were doing nothing.
They are coming under heavy fire from all sides. Tension is mounting inside the machine as the relationship seemed to be cracking under pressure. Our friends seem to have forgotten the professor's words of warning. Machines and friendships often break, so fix them up for heaven's sake. Schlumpfer cannot take it any longer and reaches breaking point. He suddenly sees the secret lever at the back left corner behind his exercise bike. He runs to it and in desperation pulls the lever, hoping to be the hero and save the day once more. Unfortunately for Schlumpfer, the Velons cannot be trusted and lied to him, as they so often do. Much to his shock and horror, a trapdoor opens beneath him and he plummets into the raging sea below. JP rushes to see what has happened. A massive navy vessel is barreling directly towards Schlumpfer, who is struggling to stay afloat. Tandy cannot assist as she is fighting to control the machine and dodge the incoming enemy fire. JP must make a split-second decision. It's up to JP to save Schlumpfer, but JP cannot swim. What to do? What to do? Don't miss out on the next nail-biting episode of The Nooga Flugel Adventures.
Nooga Flugel. Well, boys and girls, did you know we have a website? Yes, a website. Please visit us at flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za. See you there!